Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Hey, and it's time for the Wellness Report. That's right, the Sunrise Wellness Center Report. Looking right in several folks off Sunrise Highway, right for Lakeland. The great Ron Sinagra, and that's where a consultation is free for you. All you have to do is make a phone call, set up an appointment, 631-563-1444. Sunrise Wellness Center, LI.com. Great website. People are still commenting on his appearance from last week. Back in the fold again. And great report last week, talking about so many different important areas. And we'll continue the conversation today. Some mutating of viruses in play. And still, the overall theme is keeping yourself healthy and warding off these deadly viruses. Sir, always great to have you back on a Tuesday morning. How are you?
Oh, it's good to be back, Jay. We had a great conversation last week. I thought it went real well. I got a lot of positive feedback at the office, too. One of the things that I got is a few phone calls where people, they were very surprised. Like, I've never heard this information before. And, you know, that's one of the things that I like to bring to your show. We have a general narrative that promotes itself through the media and everything else. And they're just like every, you know, if we have a left, we have a right. If we have an up, we have a down. And I like to bring a different opinion and offer some different solutions, because one of the things that we can all say is that we did not do well with the COVID-19 virus in this country and across the world. It really kicked us in the teeth. And I want to decipher and deconstruct the phenomenon of viral infections, because you won't believe the misinformation and the lack of knowledge of how these things actually work and how we actually become infected with viruses. And we're setting ourselves up now, and we see it, we're setting ourselves up for the next one, because everything that we do is external. And what I mean by that is that, you know, we have social distancing, masks, quarantine, drugs like hydroxychloroquine, now vaccinations. Not that these things are bad, but they're all external. And there's not a viable understanding of how viruses work and an internal approach to preventing them.
And that's what it is. You know, I mean, it's the approach of trying to keep yourself safe and strong, and you could do so. And, you know, quite frankly, we say it all the time, you know, Doc Sinagra is the only guy that talks about this stuff. It's a lot of gloom and doom. And listen, you know, during a pandemic or crisis, many kind of, you know, somehow portray the methodology out there of what's happening in real time regarding, you know, deaths and vaccine rollouts and everything else. But quite frankly, Sinagra, you know, he tells you how to stay strong internally, what you can do to keep yourself safe and everything else. Really, the only guy that's talking about it, guys.
Well, Jay, the reason why I wanted to continue the conversation this week is because we're ripe for another pandemic, and we see it. And because now you're starting to see the news reports of a different strain of COVID. And this is completely predictable, and it should have been expected, because COVID-19 is an RNA virus, and RNA viruses are notoriously unstable. The common cold is a COVID virus. And one of the reasons we always say there's no cure for the common cold, because it mutates so much. We see that with the flu. You know, every year it mutates, and that's why they have to try to come up with a new vaccine every year. So if we look at how viruses actually work, there is something that we're missing when I explain it today, it's so obvious. And when I was researching this in the past few years, I'm like, this is incredible that most people don't know this. And if you look at how viruses actually work, there's four components. There's acquisition and penetration of the virus itself. You have to come in contact, and it has to penetrate your cells. Then there's replication and mutation. Viruses are not like bacteria. bacteria are self-contained units that when they get into your body, they can multiply by themselves if the environment is right and your immune system is not strong enough to combat them. Viruses aren't that way. They must get into a human cell, and they must use human machinery to replicate. The third thing is your immunity and your immune system, and the fourth thing is your systemic response, how your body responds to a virus. Now, the one thing that we lack through this whole pandemic is those are the four main phases of viral infection, and every one of those can be modified nutritionally. And that's where I felt we really dropped the ball, because we never talked about ways to improve our ability to barrier defenses, to prevent acquisition and penetration, to prevent replication and mutation, to boost our immunity, and to improve how our body systemically responds to viruses. Again, all of these things can be done nutritionally. So by not discussing nutrition with the masses, we dropped the ball on that one.
No, I was just going to say, you know, by not proper intake, as far as nutritional value, we have what you're saying, I believe, not to put words in your mouth, but we've left ourselves vulnerable as far as what's out there right now. So, you know, the old adage, if you have a cold, as you mentioned, a cold is a virus. A cold is a form of COVID, is what you're saying. So the old adage, you know, feed a cold, starve a fever, right?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, with that, where we really drop the ball with this is that these approaches are dirt cheap, and comparatively speaking, to the price of hydroxychloroquine, to Ivermectin, which is another drug. And, of course, I mean, Pfizer reported made $15 billion already on the COVID vaccine. I mean, it's a big money business, and some of these other approaches are pennies on the dollar, and we just bypass them. But I want to talk to you about how this actually works, because this is really important. It's going to be a little technical, but I'm going to make it so the average person can follow this. And the way we can dramatically alter viral spread and its lethality is by blocking something called NF-kappa B. Now, NF-kappa B is an immune response by our own bodies. NF-kappa B is an inflammation pathway that exists in our own body. And when we get infected by a virus, there's something called a cytokine storm. Cytokine are immune chemicals that produce an inflammatory response. So once we get infected, what happens is our immune systems produce this tremendous inflammatory response. And that cytokine storm is actually one of the ways that the virus uses our bodies to mutate and replicate. By producing this wicked inflammatory response, we're actually, the virus is setting our bodies up for its own demise. Because in that process of inflammation, when your body becomes very inflamed, you become the perfect breeding ground for replication and mutation of the virus. So this creates an incredible opportunity for us to prevent the spread of the virus and also the mutation of the virus. And I want to share something with everybody.
Something. Doc, can I just interject here, my friend?
Yeah.
You're talking about cytokines and everything else. Keep it simple, please. Can you be more like Anthony Fauci, sir?
Put on two masks. Put on two masks and call me in the morning.
Yeah, just keep it simple, please.
Well, I want to keep it simple, but it's important to understand this inflammatory response. And to be really simple, when you get infected, your body produces this crazy inflammatory response. And what happens is the more your body becomes inflamed, the more your body creates a breeding ground for infection and replication. And the more infected you get and the more the virus replicates, the more the inflammation gets worse. So imagine a dog chasing its tail down a rabbit hole. So we create this cycle, or this virus creates this cycle, but this is how we block it, because when your body becomes inflamed, one of the things that it produces is something called free radicals. Now, everybody's heard of free radicals. Free radicals are an open electron atom that causes damage in the body. And when we become inflamed, our bodies themselves produce free radicals. Now, we get free radicals in the environment from pollution, cigarette smoke, plastic, toxins, pesticides. They're very damaging to the body because a free radical interacts with certain chemical processes. It scars our arteries. Lots of damage caused by free radicals. But that also means if this inflammatory response is producing free radicals, what combats free radicals? Antioxidants, vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin C, selenium. And the Mac Daddy of them all is something called N-acetylcysteine. So what we have here is the ability to stop the virus in its tracks by shutting down this inflammatory response from NF-kappa-B. So I'm using the word NF-kappa-B, so I want everyone to understand who understands science and biology and immunology that what pathway I'm talking about. For the layperson, I'm just talking about shutting down this inflammatory response by using antioxidants. So it's actually to the point where they did studies in the 90s on HIV patients, and they found that using this amino acid called N-acetylcysteine, now N-acetylcysteine becomes glutathione in the body. Glutathione is the number one antioxidant. They found that NAC shuts down this inflammatory response. So what we have going on is that we have a different type of strategy, because when we block this inflammation process, we can now shut down the means of the virus replicating and mutating. And the thing that's so cool about this, Jay, is that viruses must use our own human machinery, our own human physiological processes to multiply and replicate. And so instead of trying to every year, a losing strategy is trying to target the virus and trying to come up with antivirals every year and new vaccinations. A winning strategy is targeting the way these darn things replicate and mutate in our body. And we can do that with supplementation. Now, that's a completely different approach than everything that we've seen in this last year. But it's so powerful, and it's a way, because we can shut down the human machinery that's required by a virus to replicate and mutate. That's powerful. And N-acetylcysteine, vitamin D, zinc, selenium, this is what they do. So by using this strategy, we open a whole new world of stopping viral infections. And it also, it doesn't even matter what virus it is. So you don't have to worry, is it influenza? Is it COVID-19? Is it HIV? Again, that doesn't mean drop hygiene, drop your masks, drop whatever you feel that's important. But understanding and stopping the replication and mutation of the virus changes the game.
It comes down to nutrition again. You know, that's what you're saying. In order to prevent the mutation of these things, you have to supplement yourselves. It's what you've been saying since day one, correct? I mean, that's really what it comes down to.
Oh, yeah, exactly, but what I wanted to show today was how that's done. So people can understand that by blocking this inflammation process that the viruses utilize. And I got a study here. It's called Hostile Takeover, Viral Appropriation of the NF-kappa-B Pathway. And what it says is that NF-kappa-B is activated by HIV, hepatitis B, C, Epstein-Barr, the flu, COVID. So these viruses have actually learned, they've evolved to trip that system off in our bodies. They use our own machinery against us, just like a computer virus. It gets in and now it uses your own computer's mechanisms to do nefarious things. Well, that's what happens with this. And they even did a study in on N-acetylcysteine, NAC, on approach to anti-HIV therapy. And they found out that the antiviral effects of NAC is due to the inhibition of free radicals and inflammation. So this is documented stuff. This isn't just me coming up with an idea. But here's the thing that's really frustrating. These things were so important. These two reports I just mentioned, they should have changed the paradigm in healthcare. And one of them was in 1992, the one on NAC and HIV therapy, and the other one was in 2001. We're talking 20 years ago and 30 years and 29 years ago. And they disappeared, Jay. Now, why is that? Because NAC cost about $20. Right now, HIV therapies, drug therapies, are $30 billion a year business. And I hate to even say that, but I don't know if it was, I don't know if it was a sinister act, but we know that what we do in this country is pharmacocentric, meaning it follows the philosophy of drug therapy. I don't know if it was just that there was lack of interest in it, or there was no money in it, but you know there is certainly no money in vitamin D, zinc, selenium, and N-acetylcysteine. But the benefits to human beings is off the charts. So we have to ask ourselves and we have to ask our politicians, how come you're not teaching us this? Because it really does make a difference.
We got to get you in front of these health commissioners here on the island, Eisenstein and Pig, and we got to figure out how to get the word out there. I mean, that's really the bottom line, because I don't hear anybody talking about this stuff. We talked about that last week.
I mean, I would love to discuss this with them. But what we have seen is that doctors, now, if you remember correctly, when the pandemic started, there were the doctors in California, Meridian Health doctors. Anyone that went against Fauci's approach or the big pharma line, they got destroyed. They got attacked. So would I be willing to sit down with any commissioners of health in Suffolk County? I absolutely would. And I could explain this to them. I could show them the studies. But what we have seen now is that healthcare and politics are hand in hand. And that's dangerous. That's really dangerous, because what we have now is healthcare policy being dictated by big pharma. And dictated means that their approach is the only approach that is put out as a legitimate approach to dealing with a situation. And that's just not true. So if these politicians would be willing, or health commissioners would be willing to sit down and, I mean, some of these studies that I read, that your jaw will drop. Why did we not continue along this pathway? Why do people not understand this? Well, again, HIV therapies are $30 billion a year business. N-acetylcysteine costs $20. You know, we saw that with hydroxychloroquine and, you know, how they trashed it, and yet it was very effective. It came out later, but, you know, it was inexpensive and it was cheap, and they promoted some of the new drugs that were more expensive. We have to realize that, Jay. We can't be naive as citizens.
Yeah.
Think that these other, you know, influences, that the profit and the big pharma influence is not influencing public policy, because it is influencing public policy, sometimes to the detriment of the public. And we have to have our people. Number one, I don't expect them to understand or want to approve of this or think that this is good, but I certainly don't want them to crush it. Allow people to say these things. You know, your radio show is one of the most unique shows. You give me the opportunity to say this. You're not going to hear that on other stations, because it doesn't toe that line.
It doesn't. And quite frankly, you know, it's about getting the right information out and educating the proper people here. That's what you do, different than anyone else. Now, let me just add this. Everything you said is true. But, you know, certainly could be catapulted even more with a simple inoculation by getting the shot and protecting oneself. And if you do all these things of what you're saying as well with nutritional intake, well, then you have a massive barrier here to fend off these deadly types of viruses, no?
Yeah, without a doubt. And I said that in the beginning. Remember, when I said everything that's external, from hygiene to masks to quarantine to social distancing to vaccine, that doesn't mean that they're not bad or they're not needed or they're not effective. Now, the problem that we see here with when we talk about a new approach or a new viral strategy is everything that we talked about has to be considered in the terms of, is it readily available? Is it inexpensive? Is it are side effects minimal? Supplementation is and nutrition is NAC is readily available. Vitamin D is readily. You see people now, they can't get the vaccine. The price of the vaccine is high. So there are benefits to nutrition and to supplementation that you can't get with drugs and vaccination due to the cost, their availability, side effects, other issues are involved. They're not mutually exclusive. You brought up a great point because you're going to do a nutritional approach like I mentioned. That doesn't mean if you want a vaccine, you can't get one or you shouldn't have to, or you know, we're promoting not getting a vaccine or not social distancing or not washing your hands. They're not mutually exclusive. So a combination of both would be a completely new approach to dealing with viruses. Because right now, what are you seeing in the news? Here comes a new strain. Here comes a new... And the beauty about that shutting down that inflammatory response is it doesn't matter if the virus changes. That approach is a winning approach because it alters the human machinery that viruses need, that viruses require to mutate and to replicate. So instead of worrying about the next new strain, if we're following these guidelines and everyone's taking vitamin D, they're taking N-acetylcysteine, they're taking zinc, they're taking selenium, it doesn't matter what virus it is. You're protecting yourself because you're stopping the machinery viruses use to hurt you.
And that's equivalent to what the good doctor is talking about. And by the way, everything on the website, check it out, Sunrise Wellness Center, li.com. The great Dr. Ron Sena.
You remember we had this conversation about April, and we thought, well, we won't be discussing this pandemic by May. So here we are now, pushing spring 2021, and it's still in the news every day.
You know, what you're saying is true. You've said this all along. You know, this is a mutating type virus, and that's why you're seeing variants all over the place. UK, South Africa, who knows what's next? Quite frankly, the only way to combat it, folks, is to make sure internally you have the weaponry. And that's what the good doctor is talking about as far as supplementation.
Also, Jay, because, you know, we're starting with the fear again. Well, we can't afford another reaction like we had to this first pandemic. We can't afford, on a mental level, we can't afford a quarantine again and a shutdown. I mean, the psychological and financial effects with that were brutal. Some of the approaches that we used, again, we could argue today, tomorrow, were they effective, were they not? They were costly. They really were. And I don't know, you know, we added $4 trillion to the national debt due to the pandemic. I mean, we're going to do that again? I mean, sooner or later, we're going to run. You know, that approach has limitations on the citizens, on the Treasury Department, on small business. So what we got to try to do is, that's why what I'm talking about is so important. You know, and then you turn on the news and then you see the fear starting again with, you know, the new strains. No fear. Let's build up our own health so we can live a life and not in fear. And that doesn't mean we ignore viruses, and that doesn't mean we ignore hygiene or these other factors. But the fear, we've been in a fear state now for over a year, and that's not a good place for the citizens to be. That's not healthy for the country to be in a state of crisis this long.
You've always made sense, but I got to tell you, your last 2 weeks have been phenomenal as far as the information. All kidding aside. No, I'm not kidding.
Next week we'll talk about something different, but I just...
You know, the big question is,
giving me the time, my friend.
Listen, the big question is, will you revert back to your old chilling ways in week 3? I hope not. Listen, folks, check everything out on the site. It's there, sunrisewellnesscenterli.com. And I got to tell you, honestly, the phone was ringing off his hook last week. So you've hit a chord here, I'll tell you that much. 563-1444, excuse me. 631-563-1444. Free consultation away. I'm telling you, he's the best in the business, no question. I can't even get an appointment with him. That's how tough it is. Listen, great to always speak with you. I'll talk to you next week. How's that?
You stay safe, and thank you, my friend. I'll talk to you next week.